What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
How far did the Texas Longhorns fall after their number one ranking went away when they lose to Ohio State in the season opener? Is the college football kegger here on 105.3 The Fan. We all knew, I think, that Ohio State was going to leapfrog Penn State and go right to number one.
Heather Dinich didn't.
Sure, so she had LSU, right?
LSU.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And didn't she say Texas could be all the way down at 10 or something?
Yeah, that was like how the committee would do the rankings if it were today. She's like kind of there. She's always in these meetings with the committee. I don't know. I don't think that she had to have the top four be conference champs. I don't think that's the way it's going to work this year. But Ohio State is the number one team in the coaches' poll. They are also number one in the AP poll. There's a little bit of differences in the polls. Like LSU is third in the AP, fourth in the coaches. Texas falls to sixth in the coaches, seventh in the AP poll.
AP is what matters.
Well, it doesn't, though, because they don't use it.
No, but I'm saying AP has the most influence on what's happening. Like in terms of like being representative of how like the CFP will think of things and dudes, the AP is usually a better guide.
And they're both stupid. They got to get rid of these things. But how far did Alabama drop? That's one of the things I also wanted to look at.
Where did they start off?
Eight.
So in the AP poll, they fell to 21.
21.
And in the coaches, they fall to 20. Florida State is 19th in the coaches. Florida State is 14th in the AP. That's too much of a jump.
If you're going to jump them that high, I would think you would say, well, they're better than we thought, thus we can't drop Alabama 13 spots.
Thus we can't drop. Look, I mean, you can't, you know, A&M, Texas Tech, they were all in the top 25. You can't have Florida State jump all that. They were already there. Now, this is why you should get rid of the polls. Just get rid of them immediately, if not sooner.
Got some news coming in real quick. Thanks to Alec Medford. He's great at texting during the show, not attending station parties. Andre, Jeremy, TR also sent, the Cowboys and Hunter Lipke have agreed to terms on a 2-year extension worth up to $7.5 million. So Hunter Lipke getting paid by the boys.
Oh, God. I mean, you couldn't sign Mike if that's what the resources were going to be used on was your $3 million fullback.
There's certain Ranger baseball accounts that can't detect your sarcasm.
No, they definitely can't. They definitely cannot. How did Texas's odds shift in terms of their chances of making the playoff? Well, not much. They dropped a little bit. They went from a 75% chance to make the playoffs now to about 65%. There's still no value with it. You still got to bet money to win money. You got to bet extra. So you got to bet $2 to win $1 just on Texas there. I think the window to get in some of these bets for them is just gone. There's just too much that we've seen since week one. There's no great value bets out there that you wanted to place right now. So there's really no worry about the Horns. I'll tell you, the team that's getting a lot of love for being in the top 12 when this is all said and done is A&M. They're kind of that sneaky team that a lot of people have in their projections right now to be able to backdoor their way in.
Bet Online sent me the odds to make the 12-team playoff percentage chance. Ohio State, 91%.
Oof.
Penn State, 83%. Georgia, 73%. Oregon, 66%. Texas, 65%. So their playoff percentages drop 10% after the loss. LSU, 63%. Notre Dame, 63%. Clemson, Miami, Bama, Ole Miss, Michigan, Auburn, A&M has a 30% chance, along with the Tigers, to get in, and RJ's Vols, 25% chance.
I still don't understand Bama. Like, now, I will say this.
Bama dropped 25% down after the loss.
You know, all these recruiting services basically have said this is the most stacked Bama team in years. Kalen DeBoer must have forgotten that they have an offensive line. That's where the games are won.
Bobby will tell you why Bama's still lingering.
Because they've got an undue reputation that people continue to want to give them, even though they haven't been the same program in the entire COVID era. And there's no way. I don't know which recruiting services would have said they have the most stacked class this year, because they. This is like that kind of chatter people have said for like 3-4 years, and it's not been. It's like if you look at their recruiting classes, they're not pulling in the same recruits that they always
have. I have a theory, testing mm-hmm. this theory. We always talk about NFL fan bases who are suckers, like Chicago,
yeah.
Detroit bets heavy, San Francisco for years were put up there. I wonder if Alabama sees a lot of heavy betting, even though, you know, Alabama, we don't think, has any money. Are they keeping that up there for the sucker bets?
Yeah, they might. They might have to.
They're 16-1 to still win the title. Ohio State, Georgia, Penn State. The Longhorns are 15-2, so plus 750 to win it all. LSU, Notre Dame are 9-1. Bama and Clemson, Oregon, 16-1. I wonder if there's just a lot of heavy Alabama
but
betting.
See, that's the thing that's funny about it is, like, Chicago, like, when you mentioned that, like, that's the Chicago fans. Or Detroit, it's the Detroit fans. Like, Bama, this is just their suckers nationally who aren't even Bama fans, who just still believe in this Bama mystique.
Yeah.
And are like, oh, it's the same thing. It's not. You are. This is like betting on the Cowboys 3 years after they won Super Bowl 30, where it's like, guys, you can't. You're not spotting the transition period here. This is not the same team.
Yeah. College football kegger here on 105 through the fan. Bill Belichick says North Carolina is better than they were. So define success for Bill and UNC in year one. At this point, after seeing that game. Six wins.
That's legitimately what success should be. Given what he blew into town and was paid for, he's got to be better than
that. He's got to be better than that. Yeah. But year one.
70 new players. They said maybe 2 draftable ones.
So I was Gary Danielson.
And their quarterback, I think, got $4 million.
Yes, he did. Gary Danielson, I like Gary. I think Gary's really good. He said, you know, if everybody going after Bill, like, he goes, everybody was praising Matt Patricia for what he did to Arch.
Yes.
And he goes, if Matt Patricia was running the same exact defense that Bill was.
Right.
And the difference is that Matt Patricia's got 11 NFL players and Bill has crap.
Then know your personnel.
That I don't disagree with. I don't disagree with, but, like, you know, what you're able to do with those guys.
Look, there were, if I'm Belichick, I'm sitting there saying, how many of the points came off these crazy, humongous big plays? So, a pick six, was it a fumble, drop, returned?
You had the
75-yard run. So, I'm this is the way I'm trying to justify it. I'm saying, look, these are 20 points off the board. That really should not have happened. You want to throw in the pick six, fine, that was a mistake. These other kind of fluky things are things we're going to clean up, and we're not going to have 17, 20 points given to the opponent every single week.
Yeah, but it's also concerning that, like, they couldn't move the ball for, like, three quarters. And then Max Johnson gets in there in a blowout and kind of does.
What,
but
2 hours and 20 minutes before a completed pass again?
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah, it was 35 unanswered TCU points. Between completed passes.
I look at that quarterback early on, and I'm like, okay, this guy looks like Penix.
Yeah.
Lefty, touch. He made throws that were good enough to where I was like, all right, they might have themselves mm-hmm. a quarterback here. But
Didn't work.
I just want to know who, and I'm not joking, I want to know who's responsible for the balloons. How did no one, someone has,
you know who's
someone
responsible.
Has to,
you know.
Someone
you know.
Has to ask that jackass, hey, Bill, who put those balloons up? And watch his seething response. Watch him completely melt down.
Calvin Watkins tweeted a photo of the podium yesterday, and he goes, waiting for Brian Schottenheimer, no balloons, though.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, war of words. It's as if these college coaches have never seen a microphone before or know that the internet exists and your words travel. Do you want Gundy, Dabo, Brian Kelly, or the Tulane Northwestern?
Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly and Dabo. Okay, so this is... So Dabo basically... was talking about, we'll play the clip here, talking about losing to LSU, and he said something in here that kind of irked Brian Kelly.
That is a physical group. It's a very smart quarterback, and that is a back. So they're going to be a problem, and they got some explosive dudes, and we it was a hell of a game. It was a hell of a game. Down the last play, right out of the gate. It's like getting the final exam day one of class. They made a 65, we made a 58. Neither one of us were great.
All right.
This is a perfect job, an explanation, an example of why the media is evil. Mm-hmm. Because not one person, I guarantee you, took the first half of that.
No.
Those compliments.
Right.
Dabo was complimenting LSU. It's going to be that report card at the end.
Yes, absolutely. You know, like it was like you, both teams did a lot of good things, but, you know, they also didn't play their best. Guess what? Week one, you probably don't play your best football.
Right.
You're probably not very crisp. Brian Kelly did not agree.
We dominated him in the second half. So he's either a really good grader for, you know, giving himself a 58, or he's a really hard grader on us, or he didn't see the second half, which that might be the case. He might not have wanted to see the second half.
I hate him.
Brian Kelly?
I hate him.
Big W for Brian Kelly in that.
Big W for Brian Kelly in that. An L for Dabo here. An L for Dabo elsewhere. Fran Brown is the coach of Syracuse. Fran Brown has a son on the team.
Winners get washed.
Winners get washed. Fran Brown pays his own son's tuition so he can get a scholarship to give to another player.
That's cool.
Dabo gives his own kid a scholarship and make somebody else pay their own way. That is the difference. And that's a bad, bad look. Now, to Dabo's credit, he's had two other kids play there, and he made them pay their own way. This one got on scholarship. For whatever reason, maybe Dabo's got money
problems.
Maybe
the kid's really good.
He's a holder. He's the holder. He's an elite holder.
Are you for real?
All of his kids are. All three of his kids have been the holder at Clemson. They've been... The Sweeneys have been the holder since 2015.
Wow.
Dabo makes $11.3 million per year. Fran Brown makes $4
million. Oof. 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 All right. Dan Lanning versus Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy, look.
Now, this is a guy I can't stand.
Yeah.
My God, I can't stand this guy.
So he was talking about to The Athletic about Oregon. And he said Oklahoma State on its roster has spent about $7 million over the last three seasons combined. And he said Oregon spent around $40 million last year alone. And that's just 1 year. He goes, I may be off by a few million, but what I'm saying is they're spending a lot of money. The Washington AD and Nebraska athletic director claimed Oregon's NIL budget was $23 million. The Ducks have like one of the highest NIL budgets in the country. Dan Lanning decided to take that and put Mike Gundy and tell him to keep his hands out of their pockets.
Oh, yeah, there's no audio for that.
All right, very good. Don't worry about it. Basically, I'll tell you what he said.
Did you send it? What happened with the audio?
I thought I sent it.
I don't see any audio in my inbox.
All right, I appreciate it. They didn't send it to you. They just sent it to somebody else.
Thank you.
Oh, here it is. Right there. Right there.
Oh, we got a commercial debate coming up.
No, that one's on me.
Oh, okay.
That one's on me. It's in the outbox. that one's
on, stuck that, in yeah, the outbox.
That here. One's on me. But he said, like, we pay to win.
Yeah.
You know, we pay to win. You know, some of these teams pay to be pretty good. We're not paying to be pretty good. We're paying to win.
Gundy was putting out their expenses. He was trying to expose their expense report, spending $7 million. And Lanning's like, hey, I'm not We're out here to win. We're not making excuses.
His exact quote was, I got a ton of respect for Coach Gundy. Ultimately, how blessed are we to be in a place that is invested in winning? If you want to be a top 10 in college football, you better be invested in winning. We spend to win. Some people save to have an excuse for why they don't. Gosh, Dan Lanning has the best quote.
He does.
He is so good.
Rooted in substance.
Yeah. We're fighting for wins. They're fighting for retweets. There's a difference clicks. Or whatever he said. Yeah. They're fighting for clicks.
College football kegger here on Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider Bobby Butt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back, and you, thankfully, on the Fan Camp, Twitch, and YouTube, the Hall of Fame broadcaster who has the call of Cowboys-Eagles tomorrow night on NBC, Mike Tirico, joins the show, Hump Day Edition, with the commercial-free expressway. Mike Tirico is next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
And the guest list kicks off today. It will also include Brian Schottenheimer, the debut of the Shoddy Show at 8:20. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com at 9. Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone every hump day at 9:20. But we started with the Hall of Famer. We have the radio call on this station. He's got the TV call tomorrow night, NBC Football Night in America. Back with us again, the great Mike Tirico on the D&M Leasing Hotline on the home of the Cowboys with Sean and RJ. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Guys, good to catch up. Happy season. How you doing?
Doing okay. I feel like
okay, just okay.
Yeah, the wind is taking out of my sails, Mike. Of this trade.
Can I coach you up?
Coach me up, coach.
Can I coach you up? Listen. So it ended in early January. You've been waiting 9 months for tomorrow night, right?
Yes.
Nothing like the 17 fans hope the 18, 19, 20. Game days with the Cowboys. So I'm going to let you pout. I'm going to let you be miserable. Let you sit and wallow in your sorrow for another, I'm going to give you 12 hours.
Okay, 12 hours.
But by tonight, when you do the face on pillow thing and you go to bed, it's time to turn the page. Because it ain't changing. Mm. It's giving you more groceries than you could shop for, to use Coach Parcells' old line.
Yeah.
And you're making a lot of good meals every day out of it. So dig in and just start over. How about that?
You know, that is that's very good advice, Mike. Unfortunately, when I go and Google Mike Tirico, I'm now brought back down to earth when it says salary cap management by the Cowboys probably led to this situation in trade. Mm-hmm. So now I'm all up in my feelings all over again. What did you think of the deal?
So I thought if this was, I thought it should have been handled earlier, right? For a variety of reasons, whether it is, you know, I don't think that taking Dak to the end, taking CD to the end, taking this to the where they played out with Mike, I don't think that was the best way to do it. I think when you can be proactive, aggressive, and get ahead of these things a little bit earlier cap wise, it leads to more controllable, better outcomes. All that aside, this can make sense if the five players who replace that number of cap, meaning the extensions you do, the draft picks, yeah, all that stuff, if that flexibility is very good, then you may end up with a better situation than having an edge pass rusher who people have to game plan for, people have to double, but it has not helped you win playoff games. It's won one playoff game, right? And we know four playoff games with Michael, one sack. We know all that. So it can work. I don't think it needed to get here. I wish it would have been managed differently not to get here if I was seeing from a Cowboys fan perspective. But overall, this can work out. May not be better this year, but for the next 5 years, there's more flexibility and more opportunity.
How would you summarize the cell phone reaction that you got, or talking to all your league buddies or Collinsworth, whoever it is? Is everyone like shocked, stunned, thinking the Cowboys got worked, or are there some defending what they got back?
No. I think it's mixed. I think on the surface, everybody says, okay, Cowboys didn't get enough, right?
Yeah.
When you start to think about it, it makes some sense. Now, I would have liked to have had this extra draft pick in this year's draft, so it gave me more flexibility to create a better team on the field this year. If the Cowboys are in win now mode and Dak is in year 10 at age 32 and you know, CD in his prime, you add Pickens, I would have liked to have that flexibility going into the draft where you did acquire Pickens in a draft weekend trade, as opposed to waiting for next year. Now, you could make the argument that the 26 and 27 drafts seem to be really stacked with a lot of talent. So, especially at the quarterback position. So which does a lot of things. It gives you a lot of flexibility. Maybe somebody's desperately going to need a quarterback in slot 12 or slot 13, and you may parlay the extra one into something else, right? So there's a lot of down the road that can work here. So I don't think anybody thinks the Cowboys got worked. You just don't get two ones in trades anymore. So that's aside. The other reaction, at least in our group chat, was, is this real? Yeah, it's real. Oh, damn, we got Packers-Cowboys week 4. How great is this, right?
Oh, man.
If truth be told, that was our group's reaction. Like, oh, my gosh. We're lucky enough to have Aaron Rodgers, if he's healthy, with Pittsburgh against Green Bay in week 8, which might be the only time Aaron Rodgers in his Hall of Fame career plays against the Packers. And now to get Micah's return to AT&T to play against the Cowboys in this season when it will still be a scar that's in the process of healing, that's just gold. So as Curtis Strange, my old golf partner, once told me, guys, every shot makes somebody happy. And that shot made us happy. He said, wow, the Sunday of the Ryder Cup, Packers Cowboys just went from really good to off the charts.
Oh, baby. Mike Tirico joining us here, 105 through the fan. Okay, so you're excited about the Packers Cowboys. Are y'all not sick of the Cowboys? You play them, you air them all the time. Like, it's got to be annoying if you're on the network and you're constantly inundated with this team that never obviously comes through in the end.
Really? Of course not. Chris said the line in an interview. It was somewhat tongue in cheek, and then of course taken for folks to use as fodder. Like, would you take the Cowboys every week? Yeah, they're always interesting. And there are good players on this team. There are good stories. I will tell you guys this. We did something that we don't always do, but sometimes try to do week 1. We always come and spend time with the home team. Our Sunday night group hasn't done, you know, meetings by Zoom. We try to get and see the teams in person. We were down in Frisco on Monday. So we were at the Star, watched the Cowboys practice, talked to Shoddy, talked to Dak, talked to CD. And here's what I'll tell you guys. When you walk in a building and one of the biggest ticket items on that team has been traded, it usually feels deflated. It did not feel deflated at all. Like, there is a good energy. There's a foundation of a building culture, all of which are great buzzwords that don't mean a damn thing if you're 6-11, right?
Right.
But I'm going to tell you what I thought we were walking into and what we walked out of. Very, very different positive feel that this thing could be all right this year.
Mike, who do you think the Cowboys are as a team heading into this one? Not just the culture that they're trying to build, but just in terms of the personnel and what Brian Schottenheimer's trying to accomplish. What do you look at the Cowboys and say that they really are all about heading into this game?
We got a good center and three ones up front, right? You got to protect. You've got the 12th, 24th, and 29th pick of their respective drafts, if I have that right. The Tyler trio, mm-hmm. Like, they need to be 12, 24, and 29. Now, Booker's going to have his hands full in game one. No doubt Jalen Carter's going to knock on his door and check him out right to start. You know, that's a no-brainer. But you've got that. If you can do that, we spent a little bit of time yesterday going back to watch Javonte Williams' rookie season in Denver. My goodness, he was so good and so terrific after contact. Now, that's 4 years and an ACL repair ago. However, we've seen signs. Good offensive line. Shoddy loves to run the ball, ability to run the ball, and then let's play. Are you going to double Pickens and Lamb? If you do that, can run the ball, can work with Ferguson, middle of the field. You know, you got Tolbert, you got Turpin, you've got some speed to work with on the inside. You've got options. So this offense has a chance to be good, and guys, I will tell you that Philadelphia's offense is, I think, maybe just as good as it was last year. Their defense will be a work in progress. They've got changes. Half their secondary is different. If you just go four DBs, not five. They've got changes up front. I think they've got players who are coming in there, but I don't know if they're going to be whole week one. I think they're going to build a little bit on the defensive side. When you lose four starters and 10 players on your defense, you're not going to come out and be great week one, I would think. So I think there are opportunities here for the Cowboys, and I think this team on the offensive side of the ball could be an exciting, explosive team if you keep Dak healthy.
Mike Tirico joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Mike, what were your thoughts of the Brian Schottenheimer hire at the time in January, and has it at all for you evolved since then as you're getting ready to call this first game?
I mean, surprised that it wasn't the name, the list of people you were thinking about was not Brian Schottenheimer right away. It's rare that an offense has a poor year, right, and is, you know, 21st in points and 27th or so in running in terms of yards per game. It's rare that that offensive coordinator will get promoted within the same building. But it makes sense when you know Shoddy. I've known Shoddy forever. Worked with Marty. Marty was one of our partners on the set when we did the Cleveland Browns expansion draft. So to tell you how old I am and how long the Schottenheimer family has been, you know, part of what we've done covering the NFL. Great family, great football coach. I think a guy in year one who can handle what the Dallas Cowboys job is. And it's a different head coaching job. I mean, the guys who've been in it, Jason Garrett, who I've gotten to become friends with and know him a bit better than I did when he was coaching. Talking to Jason, you understand it. Seeing Mike McCarthy and talking to Mike over the last few years, you know it. It's just a different job. So you need somebody who's built to handle it. And Shoddy has seen everything in the NFL through his 25 years of experience and through growing up and seeing his dad go through it. As he told us the other day, heck, my dad went 14-2, number one seed, fluke play in the playoffs in a divisional game, and he got fired. Right?
Yeah.
So he knows what the NFL is all about. So I think maybe it wasn't the hire you were thinking, but when you look at it, it kind of makes – it's like the Micah trade, guys. It's like when you look at it, really? But then when you stop to look at it, you can see what the Jones family was thinking and how it can make really logical sense without stretching the boundaries of reality.
Mike Tirico here on The Fan. Mike, you got a ton of Cowboy fans, probably the majority, who just don't believe – winning another Super Bowl is possible with the way things are run. You just mentioned talking to Jason and Mike and knowing them. Did you ever get that impression or feeling from them? Like, it's twice as hard here, or is that something that is overblown because of all the Cowboy topics?
You know where it's hard? It's hard in places where the ownership isn't involved every day. It's hard in places where you don't have the resources. It's hard in places where you've got to bring free agents or guys to the building, and the building is not something you're proud of because that's their work office every day, right? It's hard when you tell people, hey, we're trying to get fans interested in us, right? You know, guys love this, right? You tell me most of the guys who play for the Cowboys don't love the experience. Some don't. Most do. Many have turned it into a second or third career because of their exposure in the Dallas market and being the guy wearing the star. You know, we're not doing 7-8-part Netflix series on a lot of other teams in the league, right? So, like everything, there's a little bit of blessing, there's a little bit of burden. And it's up to you to empower yourself to benefit from the blessing side and not let the burden side weigh you down. Can the Dallas Cowboys win a Super Bowl the way everything's constructed? Absolutely they can. They've won 12 games three of the last 4 years and been to the playoffs. Now, a lot of teams have these playoff issues. Think about the conversation in Baltimore, where Lamar Jackson has won two MVPs, should have been the MVP statistically last year, because his MVP season of 23 was usurped by the quality of his MVP season in 24 in his stats. Baltimore, with Lamar Jackson there, hadn't gotten to Super Bowl. Josh Allen is the MVP of the league. Buffalo, forever, banging against the wall. They haven't been to the Super Bowl in this stretch, right? So it's hard to get there. You can be in the playoffs a bunch of years and not get there, and it doesn't mean the thing is broken. So the fact that it was 3 12-win seasons of the last four, I kind of look at that and say, lose your quarterback midway through the season. It didn't look like it was going to be a great season, but you got no shot. And that's exactly where the Cowboys are. Dak must stay healthy for this team to succeed, period.
Did you watch The Gambler?
The Gambler meaning?
Netflix.
Oh, the whole, you know what? I just downloaded it. I didn't even know there was the name of the whole show. Yes, I watched every, it's so stupid to me. Well, it's The Gambler. It's The Kingdom. It's like I am Hard Knocks. Yeah. I am so documentaried out on the NFL right now. I need a damn game. Yes, I did. I watched all the episodes and I just thought it was great. It was compelling. It was in some ways educational. But it was just a reminder of where it was, where it is, and all the characters who come through it. Like I said, no other team can do that. No other team can do that.
Mike Tirico joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Mike, you mentioned year 10, 32 years old for Dak Prescott. What is he at this stage of his career?
Well, he's not a guy who's outside the pocket a lot, right? But what he is a guy who has supreme understanding of the position, supreme understanding of the weight of the crown that you wear as the Cowboys quarterback. And he has a really good understanding of what they need to be successful. So can he do it? Yes. You know, just because Lamar in Baltimore and Josh in Buffalo, and to a significant lesser extent, but still mobile, Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, you are not going to get that kind of mobility. But I'll tell you, the team that made the NFC Championship game 2 years ago and won 15 games last year is Detroit. Jared Goff is not the most mobile guy. So you can do it with a quarterback who's not running all that much in the NFL. The difference is you need terrific offensive line play. And that's why, as unsexy as it is to be a topic on First Take, and Lord knows they've done every Cowboy topic. That's a good point. They've done every Cowboy topic imaginable, except maybe the most important. Can those three first-round picks and Cooper Beebe and Terrence Steele protect the quarterback?
Yes.
Because all this other Cowboy conversation and the 100 hours they've spent on it comes back to their quality depends on their offensive line play, period, for me.
Mike, so you've done a lot of Steelers games, and before the Cowboys traded for Pickens, we had him labeled as, you know, the craziest player in the league, biggest cancer, no one can control him. We trade for him, and now we're like, oh, he's misunderstood, and Mike Tomlin, you know, can't manage him the way that our first-year rookie head coach can. In your interactions with the Steelers, or if you even had it with Pickens, what were your thoughts about him?
We never did a production meeting with Pickens in Pittsburgh, but just always asked and like, oh, you know, just in that receiver mode, a little different. Okay. You know, does some emotional stuff on the sideline. Okay. Got that. So we just kind of roll the dice that, you know, we're coming to the Star. We're going to watch practice. We'd love to meet with Pickens and CD together, and we got him. And I didn't know what to expect. And, you know, there, you talk about all these documentaries. There's an index card on behind Andy Reid's desk, for those who did watch The Kingdom, the Chiefs documentary. And it is very simple, small white index card in red letters. It says, don't judge. Mm. And so that kind of springs in my mind when you're going to meet somebody for the first time. George Pickens was great. He was funny. He admitted to doing some crazy stuff on the field in games. He was pleasant to talk to, in smiling, enthused. Was he putting on an act for us? I don't know. But it seems like the chemistry with CD and George is real. It seems like, from what everybody in the building said, he's been terrific since he's been there. So, you know what? These guys are young. They can hit the reset button and have a next chapter. Maybe he wasn't a good fit in Pittsburgh. He told us, he said, you know, receivers like me, he said, Dallas has had them. Historically, high personality, high energy, all of that. Everybody who watched the Cowboys Netflix doc, you know, reminded of Michael in spades with all that. And God, we're reminded of Michael every time we see Michael, including on the sideline Sunday night at the Miami Notre Dame game. I think Michael was in more shots than Mario Cristobal, the coach of the Kings, which is awesome, which is vintage Michael, right? And good for Miami. So that's a long way of saying I'll invest. I'll emotionally invest. Until proven otherwise, deserves a chance from watching him, anecdotally hearing how it's been at the Star and talking to him in person to say, you know what? Maybe it's a good chapter two for him. Maybe this is the perfect change of scenery.
Mike Tirico joining us here, 105 through the Fan. All right, I want to ask you about the Ryder Cup. I think it's golf at its most intense level. They've split the last four home country winning them all. Is the home crowd at Bethpage versus Europe the storyline that you're looking forward to the most, or is there something else?
Storyline of the Ryder Cup is making putts. Storyline of the Ryder Cup is making putts. We talk crowds. It's great that everybody chants ole, ole, ole. Hmm. They yell on the first tee, all that stuff. The crowd is quiet until you hit a ball. And then when you hit a shot, you either make it or you don't. Patrick Cantlay had like the entire golf course against him 2 years ago and went on a massive birdie run on 15 through 18 last Ryder Cup, massive birdie run 15 through 18, right? Some guys get inspired by being in that energy and that environment. The key for the U.S. is guys like Ben Griffin, who haven't been through it before, and Sam Burns. Like, are those guys going to be lifted by the pressure of and the enthusiasm from the U.S. crowd? Most of golf, guys, you know, not maybe at our level, unless you guys are scratch, most of golf comes down to making putts. And the Ryder Cup especially, it comes down to making pressure putts. So who's got the Titleist to get up there and make a pressure putt over and over and over? That's the difference. And the advantage to me for Europe, one, very little to lose. You're going to go into New York and play. And second, almost everybody is back from the last team. They are tight. They've got a good connection, and they're damn good players. I would say if there was no emotion, I would make the U.S. a slight underdog in this just because Europe's bringing back 11 of the 12 guys.
Perfect timing with Mike Tirico on. Tom Pelissero is reporting right now, NFL Network. Trayvon Diggs is expected to play tomorrow night.
Ooh.
So just adds to Mike's ratings
that'd be a good thing. And by the way, Kyir Elam is another player who makes this a very important, who can control the balance of this season for Dallas. if you have Diggs out there and Elam out there and Bland out there healthy, and Kyir Elam can find in his second window his new energy in a new building and a new franchise, if he can be a first-round pick corner like he was in Buffalo but never got a chance to play to that level, now you're talking. If you got three corners you can throw out there with experienced safeties, guess what gets better quick? Pass rush. And Dante Fowler had 10 last year, and everybody loves what Ezeraku has shown. I saw the James Houston run in Detroit in that eight-game stretch that he had, seven-game stretch, I guess it was, with 8 sacks and 22, and Sam Williams healthy. You know, maybe it all comes together. I know that's a lot of ifs, but there is a path, is what I'm saying, guys, right? There's a path to this working this year or the next couple of years without number 11 being there.
A special treat for us every single year. Absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much. You're the absolute best. Have a great call and great season. We'll catch up with you again.
Appreciate coming on with you guys anytime. We'll see you down that way week 4, and just keep it in the headlines until then, huh?
The Hall of Famer, the great Mike Tirico on the D&M Leasing Hotline with the news coming out. Trayvon Diggs expected to play. More on that at 8 o'clock.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Let's chop it up.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
Man, teachers just can't let you have fun anymore. That is what my 15-year-old told me this week.
This is pretty incredible.
So, apparently they have tests like week 2 of school already. We waited till like October.
Wow.
To have our first test.
You weren't even back in school yet.
Yeah, today would have been the day one. It was always the Wednesday after Labor Day is when we started school. So it would have been today. It would have been the first. This is like, that's why I'm in a bad mood today. It's like, you know, I got trauma. I have trauma from childhood. First day of school. But so Luca told me he got a bad grade at test. I go, what happened? And he said, well, the teachers this year started giving the class different tests. I go, what do you mean? He says, well, there's 4 or 5 different tests they give out to the students. So you never sit next to someone that has the same test as you. And I said, so what's wrong with that? And he looks me dead in the eye and he says, I can't cheat.
This took me 2 days to understand what you were talking about. I didn't understand the different tests being given and why that was a problem.
Right. So,
and
like,
looked you dead in the eye.
This person's got the. You might have the same 10 questions, but they're in different order. So you can't, like, kind of do the side eyes. Which, oh, is it B?
Wow. So, and did he get the bad grade because he tried to cheat?
I think so. Or, he tried to cheat, then he realized it was a different name, and he goes, oh, crap. I didn't really study for this thing.
Wow.
So I got to do that. He's like, I can't cheat.
That's incredible.
So my younger one says, yeah, Dad. She patched. I still don't know what the hell that means. She patched?
The teacher?
Aiden, help us out. What does
she
that mean?
She fixed the test, maybe? She patched it?
Like nerfed it? I don't know.
Yeah, nerfed it. Nerfed it's another word.
Sure. What does that mean? Help me out here.
Well, you could have asked him.
It's fixed.
It's fixed. Yeah. Okay. All right. So this is absolutely something I would have had a problem with when I was in school, too. I mean, like, your teachers, you're getting in the way of my success.
So what is that what you said back? I get it. I get the struggle.
I said, you're not supposed to cheat.
Yeah.
But apparently, another little thing they have nowadays is you can retake tests.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do a good job on
it. I loved this when I was in high school. Oh.
What? You had this?
Yep. You could retake it up to a 70.
Yep.
What do you mean up to it? That's the highest you could get?
Yeah, that's the highest you get. So if you retake it and you get a perfect score and you get up to a 70.
You take it the next day or when is it
resubmitted? They usually make it within the week of.
Yeah.
So usually, the test is on like a Tuesday. You got till Friday to go and take it.
Wow.
But it's the exact same test. So you kind of already know the answers because usually teachers would give me the test back and they would say, hey, you marked A, it's actually B. So
what?
I'd go home, study the corrected test, go back in, I guess, 70. Education for you, baby.
Bro, we're not trying to hold kids back.
Yeah, anything says we want to pass you on to the next grade more than you can retake your failing test to get a 70. With the answers.
You know what, though? This is why there are a lot of teachers out there who think, like, test taking, like, driven graduation, like, basically, like, centering things around tests and stuff. Like, you end up just teaching to tests and trying to get kids to pass tests instead of, like, actually folks. There are a lot of teachers who want reform on that.
Yeah, I mean, now they just, like, you know, my mom was a teacher for years. My ex-wife's a teacher. They even say, like, you know, they basically want you to teach to that the STAR test.
Mm-hmm.
Which
STAR test is that they will build for that all year. They'll send out, like, info sheets of, like, make sure your child eats a big breakfast that morning. Use only positive, uplifting language. Like, they're giving you this thing to, like, hey, really prep them so that they come in here and ace this because we can't have them failing.
Yeah, that's how they get their funding. And they get funding with that. So it's chopping it up here on 105.3 The Fan. Another thing that is kid-related. It's very, very sad-related, but it is kid-related. There was an 11-year-old in Houston. I don't know if you saw this. This is obviously a trend that, I mean, my kids do it all the time. We get it done to us all the time at night. The ding-dong ditch. They ring the doorbell and they scurry. Well, this happened in Houston and an 11-year-old kid got shot and killed. And it is a absolute cautionary tale. If your kids are doing this, man, you knew this was going to happen. You knew something like this was going to happen sooner or later.
I thought I saw the video of this. Was it pitch black? Not the shooting, them going up and ringing on the door? Because I'm like, if I open the door and I see three teenagers running away, I can't get myself to go get my gun. And legally, is the person who shot done in trouble or not?
They did find the guy. He's in custody. So this was just...
Because I was wondering what they were going to do with on your property and trespassing.
Yeah. So this was just 4 hours ago that CNN had the story that they did apprehend somebody in this death.
Like, was the guy on the couch with his gun already waiting? How did he have enough time, like, to get these kids who are running off his lawn? And why would you shoot? Why would you shoot some young kids who were doing a prank?
Springfield, Illinois, Louisville, Kentucky, Maine.
Deaths?
In the last year, those are just some of the states that have had instances of ding-dong ditching where the kids got shot.
Well, so what happens, I think this is about the same story. We've talked about it for a little bit, is kids will ring the doorbell, and then the prank is to kick the door as well. They kick the door open. You kick so hard on an older door, the door opens. I don't know if this is the exact same thing, but you have videos out there of kids doing that all over ring doorbell cameras, everything, so that might have sparked the issue.
So how often, what do? You see who it is? You know who it is? Do you get to the door in time? Are they always gone by the time you open the door?
It depends on what time it is. If it's like 11 o'clock, I know what it is. Yeah, 11 p.m. I know what it is. I'm not getting up. I know they're just,
they don't damage the door. There's nothing.
Never seen that. We got a ring camera, so like I can look. But I've never gotten up. And, after about 9 o'clock, I'm not getting up to go to the answer the door anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially once it's dark.
I'm obviously not taking it to this extreme, but if you're pounding on the door past a certain hour and wake the kids up, I'm going outside and I'm catching you. And I'm going to tell you, don't ever effing do that again.
That's dangerous because they trick you to open the door, then somebody else rushes the door and opens it. And now it's...
That sounds like over-paranoia. I know that has happened in some instances, but no, you get some of these of like, I need help or something, and then you open the door to help, and then there's people off to the side. But that's not common. It happens. That's a little bit like razor blades in the Halloween candy.
Use it as a cautionary tale. That's all I would say.
Yeah.
Use it to sit down the kids and say, look what happened. So you think you're being funny. You think you're getting, a little thrill out of it. This is what can happen.
Apparently, the Fantex is saying that the story is saying that they did this multiple times within an hour. So he was, waiting for them on one of the last ones.
Yeah, that's...
Well, now you're probably going to jail for a long time.
Probably going to jail. Yeah. I mean, especially if they were...
Or not. Property-wise, I don't know.
I don't know.
People told me someone can break in your house... Be in your house, but if they turn around to leave and you shoot them in the back, you're in trouble.
I've heard the same thing. I don't know what the rules are on that one. All right, it is chopping it up here.
Someone breaks in the house, goes down your steps with your possessions. They trip on your faulty carpet. I'm in trouble.
Do you want? Yeah.
You got an insurance payout now.
Do you want cops with flashing lights, man card drink glass, or Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce?
Man card. All
right. This happened to me. This is very risky. Is there anything more risky than a man ordering a drink and you're not sure what kind of glass is going to come in? Because you don't think about that.
Lots of more risky things, I think.
Well, there's risky. There's more risky. But like we were at a restaurant and, we looked at the cocktail menu. I'll just get like a bourbon, right? On the rocks. But I was like, I'll get something else. I'm getting sick of it. I'll always get something. So... We saw two drinks we liked. We're like, all right, we'll both order it, and, we can kind of share. So we ordered one drink called a sidecar, and the other one was called a scofflaw. Scofflaw was like, ooh, that sounds like it's an illegal activity. All right, that's going to be, I'll get that very prohibition
style. I'll take a little sip.
Well, one came back, and it was pink, and the other one came back in a very dainty glass.
Yes.
And is there anything worse that you're at a restaurant and you order a drink and it comes to you and you're the man and it's in
it's awful. It happens. This
you got to hold it by the stem.
This happens to me every weekend. I end up getting the softest looking drink in the stupidest little daintiest glass. Yeah. It's awful. Terrible.
They should let you know when you order it. Hey, by the way.
They should put the glass next to the drink.
Yes, the picture.
The picture.
The picture of the glass. They really should.
This is why you just order shots. You just order shots, and you know exactly what you're getting every single time.
Because the description of the drink should lead you towards the path of what glass you're getting.
Right.
I imagine you ordered something, you two, that was brown liquor and didn't have, a pink mixture in it. Did not sound like it came with an umbrella.
Yeah,
imagine that.
If I order a French 75, I know that it's going to come in that kind of glass.
Yeah, if I order an Aperol Spritz, I get what I get.
You get what you get. You get what you get. But this thing had like bourbon and like Cavassier. I'm like, I didn't know I had no idea what kind of glass that was going
to
be.
But worse than that, because I'm secure enough to, I don't love it, but okay, I'm going to sit here and drink it. The ripoff of the price.
Oh.
Coming, they think giving it with that nice little presentation, that glass, justifies the $18
exactly
charge.
Exactly.
I bet it was, I know it wasn't $12.
No.
I know it wasn't $13, $14.
It was $16 and more. They were $16 and more. Above.
and you feel like three sips, then they make you feel like an alcoholic.
Right.
Because you've done the thing in three sips.
You've downed it, it's gone, and now you're ready to go for the next one.
Chopping it up every hump day during the commercial-free expressway. Mike Tirico getting rave reviews thanks to Tim Collins for setting that up. We're just getting started with a guest. The debut of the Brian Schottenheimer Show at 8:20 this morning. But first, it sounds like the Cowboys are getting awesome injury news. Does Diggs and Guyton playing change anything for tomorrow night? That's next on 105.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.